The heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. I almost said from the pages of some book, but I couldn't think of a book. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not being facetious here.
I thought you started laughing because you almost said from the fart of Broadway.
I did not. No. I literally couldn't think of the intro. You know, that intro that we do every week.
Well, you had the great idea. You had that new one you told me you were going to do.
Oh, hey, what's up, you beautiful bastards?
Yeah,
I think that's right.
Snappy.
That's okay. Welcome to Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Of course, I'm Shannon Young. I'm Mr. 100. And down at the end of the table is my good friend, Asa Gray. He's the Five-Star Man.
Yes.
And to our right is Blank Space, because Allie is currently getting ready for inventory at work.
Sorry, Sarah.
She's not inventory. What?
Sorry, Sarah.
What?
Because Sarah loves Allie. I mean, she loves us too, but.
Oh, she loves Allie.
She loves Allie.
You had it right. So it's just me and Asa riding the thing tonight. And my first thought was, well, that's okay. Me and Asa, I mean, we're the ones that talk mostly during this. So, as much as I miss Allie, hopefully it won't impact the show too much. And as I sit here staring at you, I just keep thinking, boy, I wish Allie were here. She provides that occasional glimmer of light in a very, very dark, dark world that we have.
Would you call it a dark multiverse?
There's only one universe. There's only one God, and he doesn't dress that way. I want to point out to you guys that aren't here in Southeast Missouri with us, I don't know wherever you're at, what the temperature is. Right now, it's 10 degrees outside.
So it's up.
It's up from the 1 degree.
It's like single digits earlier today.
I just left Pennsylvania last week where it was snowy, and it was like 40 degrees, 32. It got down to like 32, 30 degrees, and mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty cold. We come back, and on the way back to Missouri, it went from like 43, 44 where we were to up to about 59 in, I think it was Kentucky or Ohio, one of those places. And then we got to Missouri and it started dropping from 50 to like 45 because the ice storm was coming.
Mm-hmm.
We did the show on Thursday where we were talking about it. We got to get out of here before it hits. It didn't hit until like midnight, but ever since then it's been horribly cold, like painfully cold.
Mm-hmm.
We still have ice and snow everywhere. I've almost slipped and fallen 5 or 6 times in the same spots. How about you? How was your ice trip going?
I almost ate it this morning really bad on the stairs because if you're not in this area, basically Thursday night into Friday, it was just like freezing rain, sleet, and ice.
Yep.
So everything was pretty well iced over. It hasn't gotten warm enough for anything to melt, but it has snowed more. So now there's like this fresh layer of really pretty snow that happened on Monday all day because I was off for President's Day.
Yes.
So I didn't leave the house.
Was it President's Day?
Or Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
I thought maybe it was both.
Dear Lord,
maybe
no.
It was both. I don't know.
I don't know why I thought President's Day.
I thought that sounded a little odd, but
yeah,
I didn't
that's
wanna...
definitely not. No, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
There you go.
So I didn't leave the house because I was like, it's gross out. Which I kind of regret this morning because I was already running a little late. I almost fall down the stairs and then I look and see my car and it's just covered in snow. I'm like,
oh yeah, you sat and moved it, had to.
I had to clean it off.
Yeah, it snowed all day yesterday, which I really liked. It's very pretty.
But underneath the snow is the evil ice, and you forget it's there because it's just like, oh, pretty snow. That's fine. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gravity sucks.
It never went away.
No.
Like the ice never melted and never went away. At home, we have a kind of an incline in our parking lot, and whenever I get in the car, I'll step off of the sidewalk, which is mostly okay. And then when I step into the parking lot itself, I immediately slide down the hill Mario style,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I always forget that. And yesterday or the day before, I was cute and I jumped off of the sidewalk onto the ice, forgetting that there was ice there. I thought it was snow.
Mm-hmm.
And as I jumped and hit, I literally slid down like an ice skater and I didn't fall, which was just once I got to the bottom of the thing, I was like, well, that was one of the funnest things I've ever done.
Do it again.
Never want to do it again because I will bust my ass.
Like, I mean, we're lucky because it wasn't as bad as like, because I know like Mississippi and places farther south have gotten it pretty consistently still.
Yeah.
Like everything is still icy and gross and it has just continued to be. And it's not as bad as we got like 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
When we had that full-on ice storm that brought power lines down and people were out of power for days.
I'm not a fan of the ice. I still remember as I was in my 20s because Lindsay and I were living together already. But there was such a bad ice storm. This is probably mid-2000s to late-2000s. There was such a bad ice storm where we lived that nowhere had power for days to weeks. Mm-hmm. And we had to drive from Mound City, Illinois, which is where we were at the time, up to Anna, Illinois, just to find food that didn't require cooking because we had no way to cook it. And we lived on like bread and like deli meats and stuff for a couple days because we had no electricity. And you stepped outside, you could hear the ice on the trees. It was the creepiest thing because you would step out and hear the trees cracking and you would hear the branches cracking and breaking off because of the ice, the weight of the ice.
That's like something that I remember reading, I think it was Hatchet. It's like a book you had to read in elementary, so in like grade school, high school, whatever. But him like thinking that he's hearing people because he hears gunshots. But then he realized it's just the trees are frozen, so they're basically exploding.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that doesn't really happen. And then, oh, no, I've heard it. And it's like, oh, nope, yep, that's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, because we lived out in the country. We were surrounded by trees. And all we heard was just crack, crack, smash, crack, smash.
Right.
And it was frightening, but it was also kind of cool.
Yeah. No, it's useless. There's no point. Like, you can't do anything fun. The roads are a mess.
Yeah.
Like, thankfully, by the end of Friday, I guess, the main roads weren't too bad, but like the side roads were still kind of gross. Like, I'm really bummed because Stride had a show on Saturday and I really wanted to go, and Dalton ended up having to work, but I was still kind of thinking like, oh, I'll just go. Like, I'll ride up by myself. And then the more I thought about it, like, I looked at the way that I would have to get because it wasn't in its normal spot in Marion. It was in Carterville.
It was Carterville this time, yeah.
So I like was looking at some of the back roads, or I was like, okay, there's no way for me to get there without taking some sort of back roads.
Mm-hmm.
So I messaged a handful of people, including Kevin. I was like, hey, so, and they all pretty much said the same thing of like, main roads are fine, but back roads are anywhere from fine to still really bad.
Between...
And my car doesn't handle ice or snow very well because I just have a little crossover.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'm not going to risk it. It's somewhere I haven't really been before. Like, it's.
Which is a shame because I'm sure it was a fantastic show.
It sounded like it was.
Yeah.
Ace and Heath going one-on-one.
I also wanted to go to that show. I really did. But I also had to work because since I missed the week, I worked Friday and Saturday here at the store. So I didn't get to go to it, and, regrettable, but I also would not really want to drive on that because I've never wrecked on, well, that's not true. When I was going to college, the road that I lived on was so icy, but it was, what is it called? Like black ice?
Mm-hmm.
The ice, which, not trying to be offensive. I have people complain. Why is it called black ice? Anyway, I'm rambling now because I'm trying to cover for it. But there was black ice on the road and I didn't see it. And I was driving a station wagon of all things. And I hit this black ice and I spun around and I lived right next to a railroad track that was on kind of a mound, like all the way across. It was raised, elevated.
Mm-hmm.
So I spun around, drove onto the tracks and landed on the tracks. And then my car slid down the tracks so far and there was a train not too far away from it, but it was already stopped, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the police and they came in and got the car off the tracks, totaled the car, which was the second car I had totaled in like 2 years.
Oh.
But yeah, that made me terrified of ice from that point on. I hate driving on it.
Thankfully, I have not been driving in an accident in like snowy or icy roads. Actually, that's not true. Nothing major. There was one time someone rear-ended me, but it was at a stoplight. Like, so I was stopped and they were trying to stop, but they just kind of
brakes locked,
kept going. Yeah. It was actually here on Broadway.
Oh, really?
And so, but like nothing, and he was like, everything was fine. It's like, no damage. It's fine. My grandma got rear-ended while I was with her when I was little. And then I remember my mom driving me to school. I was younger. I don't remember, but we were taking one of the back roads and someone pulled out in front of us. Like we were going down the main road. We had like, they had no right of way. And it is a little bit of a blind hill, but not that bad.
Right.
When it's like, when the roads are like that, you should probably know to not.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
You need to be 100% because someone pulled out and my mom tried to like, as soon as she even like tapped the brakes, I just remember just, nope, no difference.
Oh, that's cute. You want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happened to Allie yesterday as we were coming to the store. There's that turn up there by where Tanner works and she turned left.
Mm-hmm.
And as she turned left to do it, she was going just a little too fast. So as we turned, the back of the car kind of slid to the side.
Yeah.
And we almost went sideways. And then she corrected, thank God. And I looked at her. And so if you know Allie, you know she's kind of quiet. You know, she talks, but she's kind of quiet. She's very soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. So as soon as it happened, I turned to her and I said, and I know I shouldn't have, but I said, kind of took that a little fast, didn't you? And then without missing a beat, and I'm going to step away from the mic for a second, she turned to me and went, I didn't do it on purpose! And she just starts yelling at me. I was like, oh my God, I have unleashed hell. So that was a mistake.
I kind of did that on Friday on my way to work. Like, I mean, I was going very slow, but it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And like, thankfully, there was no, if someone had been trying to like, the road I was turning onto, if someone else had been there, I would have hit them.
Yeah.
But thankfully there wasn't anybody there and I was able to just like, okay, and we're just going to go real slow.
I think it was 2 years ago when I was at the Jackson store and I was leaving and I, it was icing over and me and, do you know Justin Mann?
I know the name. Has he been at a CCW show?
Yeah. Yeah. He's a friend of Blasters, actually.
Okay.
Friend from the Glens.
I think I remember the name and I'm pretty sure I remember you talking to him.
Yeah. Cause he came up to the group. If I showed you a picture, I'm sure you'd recognize him, but he was working with me at Gaming Grounds, there for a while. And by the way, you can find him on YouTube at Vagamond Daily. If you look that up, cheap plug, why not? But he and I were working at the Jackson store and it started sleeting and stuff. And I told him, do you want to go? And he said, let's wait it out a little bit. And we agreed and we waited like an hour or two. Nobody came into the store. So we were like, you know what? Let's shut it down. Let's get home before it gets too bad. We really should have shut it down immediately. And that's what I've learned when it comes to this kind of weather is don't wait.
Yeah.
Because it never gets better. So we left. And it was already kind of iced over. He left before I did because I was trying to warm my car up. Mm-hmm. And literally, as I just pulled out from where I was parking to go down the hill, just slight hill, I got 20 feet before my car literally spun around and just started spinning like a top down the hill. And I thought, okay, I know I'm not going to die because mm-hmm. I'm not going fast enough, but I'm about to wreck my car. Something bad's about to happen. So I just let go of the steering wheel. I just kind of braced. I was like, let's see where this goes. And thankfully, the car spun around backwards and rolled down the hill because it hit like where the sidewalk was kind of raised. Mm-hmm. So once I hit that, it kind of just went along the edge of it.
Yeah.
And I slid down to safety. I put my car in park, and to Lonnie's credit, I called him and I said, take me home. And Lonnie and his wife came and picked me up and took me home because they had like a 4-wheel drive. Mm-hmm. So I hated that. I was so terrified. Yeah, I can't do it.
I hate driving in snow, like, or in ice, especially. Like, snow is better, but it not always.
No.
Because especially like on the roads, if it doesn't get clear, it just gets mashed down.
Yeah.
And then especially overnight when the temperature drops to single digits, it just freezes over. And right. And then it's basically just ice.
It's yeah. It, bastard. You turn into ice anyway. Nobody likes you.
The only cool, like, so during the like bad ice storm when people lost power, like thankfully me and my roommate at the time didn't. His parents did. So they came and stayed with us for like 2 days, I think, or maybe not even that long.
Mm.
But we did kind of just like brace ourselves and went walking around because we actually lived pretty close to downtown. So we ended up just kind of walking up and down Broadway, and it was super pretty because like the roads were totally empty. Going down and seeing like the river had like not totally frozen over, but like the picture I posted the other day where there's just giant chunks of ice just floating down.
Little glaciers everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like, it can be kind of pretty, but it's not worth the just grossness of trying to travel or get around or.
Yeah. No, it's
any of that. I hate this weather. I hate being cold.
I'm the opposite of that. I love cold weather. Like I know everybody kind of disagrees with me on this. Well, a lot of people disagree with me on this. And I know a lot of people like the summer. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of my guy friends like the summer because you see the yoga pants and the attractive women out in less clothing. I prefer winter where I don't care what they wear. I like cold. I like cold. I like, being able to wear my nice pea coat. Mm-hmm. I like being able to dress up because there's only so many layers of clothes I can take off mm-hmm. before I'm naked and nobody wants that. But if it's cold, I could keep adding stuff and add this nice scarf. I'll add this little hat and it looks better. But with the heat, I just sweat. I sweat constantly.
Oh no, don't get me wrong. Like I hate super hot weather too. I want it to be in between where I can just like, I just want to be comfortable without having to worry about what I'm wearing. Like, so I can just grab something and be like, this will work.
Well, that's why I get so frustrated when I watch the news, especially in the summer. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about, oh, it's going to be clear skies and 102 out there. You know, get out to the beach. And I'm like, no. Who would do that? Who enjoys this weather? Don't talk about this weather like it's good. You know this is evil.
We're also at a disadvantage because, like, it's swamp East Missouri. So it's not it doesn't just get unbearably hot. It gets stupid humid, too.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, so much of the... It's what makes it so unbearable.
Uncomfortable.
It's because it feels like you're swimming.
Yeah.
Of just, it's just everything's thick and the air's just heavy and it's gross. Which, like, yes, I will give, like, winter, you don't have that problem.
No.
It just, like, you step outside and your face immediately hurts and you lose all feeling to your extremities.
I think I was talking about this with Dalton yesterday because we drove, no, it was Jesse, because we drove over to Best Buy to pick up, Jesse got an Xbox One X.
Oh, did he?
And yeah, he did. And we drove over there to get it. And as we're driving by, we see these kids in the snow playing. Mm-hmm. And we started reminiscing about, man, remember back when you were a kid, you couldn't wait to go outside in the snow. And it's true. When I was younger, I would go outside in the snow and play for hours. My mom would have to tell me to come inside.
Right.
Even though I had video games, I wanted to go out and play in the snow, build snowmen, throw snow.
The snow is the one time that I would actually, like, want to go out and play.
Yeah. You love snow. And I, my face would be frozen. Mm-hmm. It would be completely red. You have that thing where your nose runs constantly. Mm-hmm. And,
but it freezes.
Yeah. And it's so really gross.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And now it's the exact opposite. The moment I start seeing snow, because it, so when I was a kid, if it snowed and we got out of school, sweet. I could stay home and play video games all day. If it does it now and I can't go to work, that's not sweet.
Right.
I can't pay my bills now.
Right.
So I dread the thought of bad weather. Erie, Pennsylvania, which is not too far from where Lindsay's from. And by the way, we had a listener write into us and ask, oh, is Lindsay from Cranberry? She's from Well City, which is extremely close to Cranberry, which is close to Erie. Mm-hmm. Erie, which is weird, by the way. If you're from Cranberry and you listen to the show and you didn't know Lindsay to begin with, that's just weird. But thank you. But Erie got like 50 inches. Literally. 50 to 60 inches of snow in the course of a weekend.
How? But no.
That's absolutely true. It broke all the records. And I thought, how do you exist in 50 inches of snow?
That's 5 feet of snow.
It doesn't seem possible. Does it?
It really doesn't.
It seems like a snow apocalypse.
It does.
Snowpocalypse.
It does remind me of the, there's a picture where someone like, oh, I'm going to check and see if it snowed. And then they open their door and it's just an imprint of snow because it's like, it literally, it snowed up to their, yeah, like up to their door frame.
Which reminds me of that old Simpsons episode where they're in the cabin that's underground because it got covered in an avalanche.
Oh, yeah.
And Homer opens the door and snow just pours in. Mm-hmm. And then he opens the window and snow pours in. Yeah.
I was the same way. I loved playing in snow. If I had any of the proper, cause I also, my mom made sure that I had like,
oh, you were geared up.
I had like the long johns on.
Yep.
And then and then sweatpants and then like jeans and then the like snow pants.
Yep.
That you could just like, so nothing okay, well, actually,
you're losing me now.
Nothing actually got wet.
No, I had
jeans.
And
they were like coveralls kind of. And then like the 12 jackets or
that
whatever.
Gloves.
Gloves.
The sock hat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could just buy a mask and people not think I'm trying to rob a liquor store.
Right.
Cause like every day this week I've left my, or any time in the last like 2 weeks really, cause it's been cold for a while.
Yeah.
I've left my house and my face just starts to hurt. I'm like, man, just to have one of those balaclavas, like just to,
but you can't.
But I can't because thank you, 60s TV bank robbers. Like,
you ruined it for everybody. I used to have one of those. It was a sock hat that you pulled down into mm-hmm. the face mask, and I wore it all the time because I thought it was very warm.
I've started getting advertisements on Facebook for like, I guess they're like professional grade, like ski masks, but they're not that. They're like wraps.
Yeah.
But they just cover your nose and your mouth. So it's like the lower half of your face. And some of them are actually like Mortal Kombat style.
Oh, the Sub-Zero style.
But they're marketed to look like that. So they actually look like the Scorpion.
That's pretty mask. Awesome.
And I was like, I want one. I don't need it, but no. I want one.
Well, you kind of need it.
I mean, now I kind of do, yeah. But
I mean, we used to do that back in the old days, but we had like, so my friend Jeff, who was in jail for a long time and he just got out of jail recently. And boy, his Facebook is just a cornucopia of classy people talking about how amazing he is because he got out of jail. That's an accomplishment. Anyway, I'm losing track of my story here. What was the story?
Something about face masks. Which, yes. given the context
you.
Of that, it's
thank you.
A little alarming.
Well, that's the thing is, Jeff, you know, when we were younger, he had the, we called them do-rags. is what he called them. I don't know if that's what they're actually called or what, but they're just the bandanas. And he had so many of them that when it got cold, we would just take them and tie them around our face a la, you know, Western mm-hmm. bank robbers. Right. And we just walk around like that. And that did a decent job of keeping us warm. But again, dressing up like that with Jeff was always a dangerous proposition because you never knew what you were going to be a part of. If Jeff Hightower, I don't mean to say his name. Let me go back. If Noah Hightower says, put this mask on and let's go to the store, don't do it. Probably not a good idea.
A couple of my neighbors had pretty sizable hills, because that was my favorite thing, was sledding. Like, I never got super into building snowmen or, like, snowball fights or anything like that. But I love sledding.
Yeah.
Like, that was the best. And I always wanted to, like, and then it would get to the thing, like, I had one of those, like, cheap plastic, like, longer ones that you're supposed to be able to fit two kids on. I would always just stand on it and, like, pretend to snowboard. And then I remember getting my first, like, it was probably like Walmart or something, snowboard, where it just had the two loops. So you just stuck your feet underneath. It wasn't, you know, anything fancy where you had to, like, clip in or anything like that.
Right.
And I remember I broke it on a snowman because.
Like, wait, you jumped at him or you just took it off and hit him with it?
No, I jumped at him. Okay. Because it was, one of the neighborhood kids had, like, built snowmen at the bottom of one of the hills that we would just sled down. And it would be a fun idea if we could try to knock them over as we were sledding down.
So you were like bowling, human bowling.
Kind of. Except, they had like, I don't know what, I don't know if they just like poured water on them or what to like make
them. Harden them?
They hardened them. Cause it wasn't just like, you know, fluffy snow. It was actually like, especially towards the bottom, like they were
Icemen.
A little bit. Like not quite that bad, but, I remember like I had that snowboard and I tried to jump and I just turned in just the right way that it just snapped it.
I always wanted
to. It could have ended very badly.
Snowboarding is like the one thing I've never done that I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But the older I get and the less athletic I get, the more I realize it's a bad idea.
I have friends
but
in Colorado.
Would still do it.
I have friends in Colorado that are always posting pictures like snowing and them going boarding. I was like, I want to go visit. Yeah.
I don't want to do anything fancy. I just want to go down the hill.
I want to go down the bunny hill.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Just, bunny hill's fine by me. I like bunnies.
Whatever the amateur version of pizza and french fry is.
Send me on the Pussy Willow Ridge, like Pussy Willow Ridge. I'll go there. I'm fine with it because there's no shame in me. I just like.
Oh no, I don't care. Yeah. Like I like put me up and like I will be the coolest kid up there because I'll be taller than everybody else by like 3 feet.
And just tell them you're young. Like when they say like, how old are you? I'm 12. I got that movie disease.
I'm Benjamin Button in it. Yeah. Except I'm still roughly about like. I'd be on the older end there. I don't know.
Well,
my brain went off. Benjamin Button. That movie has Matt Damon in it.
Does it really?
Does it?
No.
Is it not Matt Damon?
No.
Oh God.
It's
so many people are just
Brad Pitt.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah. Brad Pitt. It's Brad Pitt and blah 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 blah. The girl from Lord of the Rings. What was her name?
Oh yeah. Nope. You're right.
Don't tell me her name though, because it's gonna drive me crazy if I can't think of it. Because I have the biggest crush on her. Well, I guess I don't. I can't remember her name. Oh hell, she was in Lord of the Rings. She was in Kate Blanchett.
There you go.
Good lord. Oh,
you did it.
I'm so proud of myself.
So so you're telling me Matt Damon and Brad Pitt are separate people?
They're separate people now. They originally they were the same person, and then they split them, one into good and one to evil. You decide which is which. In today's Hollywood, they're both evil.
More than likely,
everybody's evil.
Give it an hour.
I don't even want to talk about all of the new accusations. Let's talk more about snow and ice. Let's pivot the conversation just a bit, and let me just make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Snow levels in video games are my favorite levels in video games.
Okay, we're about to fight.
Let's do it.
Because, no.
I have fond memories.
How? Because, like, and I'm not talking, like, because SSX 2.
That doesn't count. Doesn't count.
No, okay, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. Like snowboarding games, and, like, those are cool. Because there are no snow levels in video games. You know what there are? Say it. You know what it is. Look at your face.
I don't. What is it?
They're ice levels. You monster.
Yeah.
They just, it's
it's snowing.
It's all. Yes, in the background, it looks very pretty, but it's like going out and driving. It's like, oh, look, it's magical and snowful and wonderful. And then you try to take 3 steps and you slide into an ice.
You slide the rest of the way.
You slide into a pit of spikes.
I think the first one that I can remember would obviously be like Mario 3. Yeah, Mario 3, the winter worlds on there, the winter levels were awesome, mm-hmm. even though that. But the big one for me was Donkey Kong Country. Donkey Kong Country. And so the weird part about that is I thought the snow levels in Donkey Kong Country were early, because I remember as a kid playing Donkey Kong Country, and if it was snowing outside, I had this thing. If it snowed outside wintertime, I would always play Donkey Kong Country. To get to that, I would also, for whatever reason, watch Brotherhood of the Wolf, which no one out there knows what the F I'm talking about right now.
I've never even heard of that.
It's, I'll explain to you later. It's hard to explain. No, I'll explain to you in a minute. But the point is that Donkey Kong Country had these snow levels, and I thought, well, that must be pretty early on, because young Shannon wasn't as good as video games as I am now, mm-hmm. and Donkey Kong Country is notoriously difficult, so there's mm-hmm. no way I could have got to that level. Yet when Hunter and I tried playing the SNES Classic to get through the Donkey Kong Country levels, we got pretty far in the game, and I never saw a single snowdrop. Snowflake.
Snowdrop.
So I don't know where the hell those snow levels were in Donkey Kong Country. I must have been better at video games than I thought I was. I did beat Contra.
Well, now you're just lying.
But now I beat Dark Souls.
Are you talking about Tropical Freeze? Because that game didn't come out until like the Wii U.
No, I'm talking about Donkey Kong Country on them Super Nintendos. So Brotherhood of the Wolf is a film about a this is a real life thing. I think it's in France, and there's this monster that's killing people, and everyone thinks it's a werewolf, and they're saying, oh, there's a wolf attacking. So they bring in these dragoons, true story, to hunt down this wolf and kill it. And
question.
Yes.
What's a dragoon?
Dragoon is like, God, I don't know the actual term for it. In video games, it's always like the lance class, like the spear. Dragoons okay. are the ones that can like fly, jump real high and attack. I don't know what they are in real life.
I just know Legend of Dragoon because right. it was an RPG on the PS1 that my yes. friend Ryan had, and I always thought it was the coolest thing, but I never actually played it.
I'm looking up the term dragoon.
Because I was always really bad at RPGs. I didn't understand turn-based combat. Okay. I still don't.
Dragoons originally were a class of mounted infantry who used horses for mobility but dismounted to fight on foot. That is not at all what I thought it was going to be. So it's just a soldier.
It's not helpful.
Anyway, so these dragoons find the monster and kill it.
I'm just pretending dragons.
It was like a mutated wolf. Mm-hmm. It was like a wolf that had some mutation, and so it was bigger, mm-hmm. and people just thought dire it was wolf. A werewolf. Yeah. And they killed it. The movie.
Spoiler alert.
Well, if you haven't heard this story by now, it's a good movie. It's got Mark Dacascos in it. Whoa, did you see that tumbleweed? What the hell was that?
I know the name, but that's not.
I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, he was on Iron Chef. He was the guy from Iron Chef. Yeah. All these things sound like I'm making them up, but clearly I'm being truthful.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, Iron Chef, the new Iron Chef.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know if we've talked about this on the show or not. I had no idea that that dude was an actor.
Mark Dacascos?
Yeah, because I remember Iron Chef America or whatever it was.
You just thought he was an Iron Chef.
Well, not even that. I just thought it was like, because they say he's the original, like, guy's nephew or whatever.
Right.
And for whatever reason, and again, don't look up what year that show came out, because it was embarrassingly recent. And I just kind of assumed, like, okay, I bet they're lying, but whatever. I never knew that he was, like, an actual actor until he showed up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And okay. It blew my mind.
So, Iron Chef, that's a Japanese show, right?
I think it was originally, yeah.
It was a Japanese television show. And they said that this guy is related to the original guy.
Yeah.
This Mark Dacascos is Hawaiian. I guess that's close enough.
I mean, it's Hollywood.
That's true. It's entertainment. That's why Yokozuna was Japanese when he was actually Samoan.
Right. Or Muhammad Hassan.
Oh, God. What was he like?
He Italian, was Italian.
Wasn't he? Yeah. Yeah. Now, I really like Mark Dacascos. I know this is off topic of what we were talking about originally. But if you've never seen Brotherhood of the Wolf, I really recommend it. Because it's kind of like a martial arts film, but set against monsters and in France. And Monica Bellucci is in it.
Okay, so, and just to backtrack even farther, Iron Chef America debuted in 05. So I feel a little bit better about that, because I was still in high school. I'm still allowed to be stupid.
You solved the mystery of the Iron Chef. Which, by the way, I never watched those shows. I have no interest in those shows.
They're stupid. I love them. Like, I'm trying to explain this.
I see the hamster turning.
I know. No, he's dead in the wheel. It's the wheel's going, but his body's just like falling off the top.
It just threw him out.
He's not making the full rotation. Those shows are stupid. I think the reason I liked Iron Chef America so much is because Alton Brown was in it.
Yeah, Alton, I do like Alton Brown.
And Alton Brown is a national treasure. I say tentatively because, yeah, I don't want him to turn out to be a monster too.
You're waiting for the shoe to drop.
Right. And I don't want to be on record. It's like, I love Alton Brown. And then tomorrow, and then, just the news hits. Oh, God.
And then KFUS 12 posted an article that says, Asa Gray from Bonzilla. I loved Alton Brown.
Local news. But in high school, one of our, my food and nutrition class or whatever it was called, she would sometimes make us watch Good Eats. And in high school, being a shitty high school kid, I hated it. Cause it's like something, the teacher's making me watch something.
Yeah, you don't want to watch
it.
Yeah.
It's educate, like, no, it's stupid. I want to be cooking or eating something instead of watching this stupid video. But then like,
something.
And then like in college, like it would show, like, I think my roommate was watching it or somehow it came up and I was like, no, that show's awesome. It's like, what? No, that was lame. Like our teacher made us watch that. It was stupid. And then I watched Empus episode and I was like, oh, they're doing another one? Ooh, there's a marathon. I'm just like, who am I?
I would put that on my list of, what do they call it, like guilty pleasures? Mm-hmm. Shows that you probably shouldn't like, but watch.
So, you know, and it's like, cause it's educational. It's a good show, like, and it's well done. And like, so, yeah, some of the stuff is cheesy, but.
So you would say it's.
Cause it's a food show.
Uh-huh. You would say it's more educational than a show like Ninja Warrior.
I mean,
it's which I also watched a lot of.
That's also educational in a way of
what not to do.
Yeah,
in life. I watched so much Ninja Warrior when I first found out about it. Me and Bob watched it like nonstop. It got to a point now where you don't know where like the new episodes are and where what's old.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave up on it, and now we watch Ultimate Beastmaster, which is just Ninja Warrior with Stallone.
Right,
and it's much better.
And Terry Crews.
Not anymore. What? He's not in the second season.
Why?
They replaced him with, cause we turned it on and we're like, well, that doesn't sound like Terry Crews, but let's give it a second. It's of Tiki Barber, Cody. It's Tiki Barber, Jesse, Tiki Barber of all people, and some other dude.
Lame.
Don't even know who the other guy is.
But really, what you're saying is it's two people who don't add up to be Terry Crews.
Yeah. Terry Crews was the best part of the first show other than, you know, the athleticism.
I mean, that was entertaining, but I also did kind of love how all of the announced teams just had a blood feud with each other.
Oh.
Like, if this was not just some show for Netflix, this was actually like Survivor Series. Like, No, whoever won this mattered. Like, they get to be president of the world.
And this season's even worse. It's also much more racist.
Oh.
Like,
no.
But not in America. The Americans aren't the ones being racist, really. It's other countries. Italy, I think Italy and France. Oh my God. It's hard to watch sometimes the way, like, one time Italy had like the little berets on and baguettes and they were making fun of the French. And it's like, it's basically punch out stereotypes. And every episode is worse than the last. At a point, Bob and I looked at each other and we're like, did they just say that?
Michelle Baguette going for the dragon spleen challenge.
She got 30 points. She hit the booster, so she got extra points.
So one thing I didn't like about Ultimate Beastmaster is it was like the names of stuff and how they try to tie it into like you were.
Oh, they're like, in the blood of the beast.
Right.
They're in water.
I get they're doing it thematically.
Right.
Like they made a choice and that's fine.
Yeah.
More props to you. Lame. I'm lame.
Every time they say the blood of the beast, I roll my eyes. I'm like, it's colored water. It's not even colored water. They have red lights in the water. That's just kind of irritating and frustrating. Still not the weirdest show I've watched, though. You know the weirdest show I've ever... Well, probably not the weirdest show I've ever watched and enjoyed. It's not Mountain Monsters, although that's up there. It's Bait Car.
Yes.
Did you ever see Bait Car?
I did. We used to... So for a while, my roommate and I were on this huge, like, criminals getting comeuppance kick. So,
yes,
like,
same.
Dateline, in, like, To Catch a Predator, yeah. Bait Car... they had a bike version
bait
of it.
Car. What? There was like, a bike version?
Yeah.
Bait bike.
They never let him, I don't think they ever let him get too far. I don't remember what
well,
it was.
But they bike.
Did, but they did all sorts of stuff like that, and like leaving doors unlocked and like buildings so people would like break in and just.
Back in the old days, we used to call that, what was the term?
Breaking and entering?
No, it started with an E. Entrapment.
Oh, yeah.
They used to claim entrapment when things like that happened. But yeah, Bait Car, I first saw it. Lindsay and I were staying at the Wildwood Hotel.
Before you get into it, explain to the people who maybe have not heard
what
bait
car is. So bait car is basically, they put out this bait car. It's a car that they leave on like a street corner that's like criminally, there's a lot of criminals there.
When they know that there's an area with a high number of car thefts.
Right. They'll put the car there. And they leave it unlocked or they leave the keys in it and they'll just wait. Other cops will just wait and watch. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the people will get in the car almost every time, say, this is weird, then start the car and drive off. And they'll follow them, and they'll let them get so far, and mm-hmm. they're all being taped. There's cameras inside the car.
They follow them for a few, like, they let them go for a few blocks, or, like, yeah. they get on the interstate sometimes.
And then they literally shut the car down.
Because they have a remote kill switch yep. for the engine, so the engine is just off.
And seeing their reaction when the car starts to die is always my favorite. Mm-hmm. Especially the one guy that was like, oh, this is a bait car. Like, he knew. He knew he was
and
caught.
And it was season one.
Yeah.
Like, so this is a thing they've been doing, and then they decided we could put cameras in this.
We could make money off of this, and it's really fun. And it is very fun. There was one time in all of the bait car episodes I saw, there was one guy they let go. Because he legitimately was, like, driving it to, like, a police precinct because he was afraid it was going to get stolen. Mm-hmm. And they let him go. That was the only one out of, like, every episode I watched. Because all the other time, it was always, man, yeah, I was just taking it over to the cop station after I went home first and... You know, took it to the chop shop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bait car.
Yeah, I don't get to watch that show anymore, but it got me through.
Is it still on?
I imagine so. People love Squalor. Kids love Squalor.
Yeah, but I feel like the market for those kind of shows really dropped out.
Well, I don't. There was that, and then there was the other show that I remember being on. There were so many of them were the like the repo shows.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Mm-hmm. I was really bummed to find out that like all of those are faked.
They are.
I mean, I wasn't.
You weren't entirely convinced they were real.
Right, but
it was just, like wrestling when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. There was that part of you that was like, well, this could be legit.
Yes, people are this trashy.
Yeah.
Which on the one hand, maybe I'm relieved.
That people aren't that bad.
Yeah.
But also it makes you feel like it's not
based on a true story.
Anytime you see a reality show and it says written by, that's my rule.
Right.
If I turn on a reality show and it says written by, I turn it off. I'm like, well, this isn't reality. This is just cheap TV.
Right.
I don't want to watch this Squalor. And those shows were definitely that. Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah.
Hey, bro.
The trash TV.
The best thing to come from Dog the Bounty Hunter was the South Park parody of Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'm the dog. Big red dog. So stupid.
And that mullet.
Yeah.
That sweet mullet.
I was waiting for him to show up as like Hulk Hogan's long lost brother or something.
I thought he was Diamond Dallas Page.
You take that back. That man is a treasure. He has his life together.
They had like the same hair though.
No, I mean, Diamond Dallas Page in like the 80s and 90s, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
He hadn't mullet, that, mullet had Dallas Page. In like 20 years.
Well, you know, he could bring it back. If it's ever been time to bring the mullet back, isn't it now?
We have the
technology.
I think we talked about this on the show before, but I don't remember. Did you ever watch MXC? Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Oh, was that the one? It was also Japanese.
It was on Spike TV.
They dubbed over it.
And they dubbed over with Guy LaDouche. And it was always like.
Was that his name or is that your nickname for
no,
him?
No, I mean, it wasn't his name.
It was what they attributed.
That was what the interviewer,
right.
who always wore like safari gear.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure had a giant fake mustache.
Yeah.
He was Guy LaDouche. And it was always like. Toy makers versus Santa's elves and
yes.
like stupid stuff like that, but it wasn't, there was no winning that game.
No.
Like, yes, they announced a winner at the end, but it was just people doing very
everybody
stupid,
failed.
Yeah. And that was the stones across the lake.
Yeah.
Where they had to like jump across, but they would give, some of them would give out.
Yeah. That show, so there was that show, and I watched that a lot, because that was back in that era of I was just finding these weird things to see.
Because it was on Spike TV
yeah.
at like 1 a.m. I would always be up like in my parents' basement watching TV like over the summer, and that was one of my favorite things to watch just because people getting hurt's funny.
Do you remember there was another show that I think was the same program, but it was a different one where they were on bikes? And they had to like go up the.
Yes!
Like, I can't remember the name of that, but that was another one of my favorite shows.
But that one actually was like skill based.
It was, because they had to like, oh my God.
They had
to
do like wheelie jumps.
And the tiny little like things that they would jump onto. And oh, it made me so nervous watching it, but it was also kind of, I think it was dubbed over and kind of played for laughs, but they were really good at what they did. It wasn't just idiots getting hurt. And I can't remember the name of it. You're looking it up right now and I hope you find it.
Crazy bicycle obstacle course, no.
Japanese bicycle. We're going to look this up.
Oh, there's a Reddit thread about it.
Is it really?
Yeah. Tip of my tongue. A Japanese TV show aired on G4 TV show. A Japanese TV show aired on G4 TV show about bike obstacle courses.
Yeah, that's it.
Kaneko Banzuku?
Oh, yeah.
Unbeatable
yeah.
Banzuke.
Yes, that's it. That's
Unbeatable
it.
Banzuke.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Remember that show?
No, I did not until just this moment.
Unbeatable Banzuke. Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid with like having like the weird circle that are only like a dinner plate size.
Right.
And they had to like land a bicycle on it and like just get the one tire.
There was the sponge bridge that they had to go across, and it was...
This is my night now.
You're going to be looking this up?
I'm going to be trying to find some unbeatable Banzuke on...
Oh, gosh. So I'm reading about unbeatable Banzuke.
Oh, no.
On May 5th, 2002... Two show participants injured their cervical vertebrae during the filming of an episode entitled Power Island, an obstacle course with a temple-like setting stationed outside. The accidents occurred during the Rock Attack and Rock Valley portions. They canceled the show because of it. This is why the show was stopped being on the air, because people got hurt, legitimately.
See, and that's less fun.
It is. It's less fun when people get hurt.
Like, for real hurt. Like, life-altering
hurt. Broken jaws, broken noses, like when you do something stupid. That's gross. Hilarious.
Oh.
It's hilarious. Oh, it's gross. Oh, sorry. I find it funny. That's why I watch Break TV Fail Army and stuff like that.
I remember Wipeout was another, was like the Americanized.
It was kind of tamer compared to those.
Compared to like MXC, where it was like, oh, you actually got farther than we wanted you to. We're going to send out a mascot to punch you in the face so you fall off the bridge. Like,
they reveled in the absurdity of that show.
Right.
Yeah. And, I don't even like mentioning this show because I hate it. Fear Factor.
Yeah.
You remember Fear Factor?
Couldn't
stand Fear Factor.
So like, Fear Factor was weird for me because like,
Joe Rogan?
Yeah, he was the host of it because it was either right after or right before he did they brought back the Man Show.
Yes.
Which just let that die. Like,
I hated that show to begin with.
Yeah, it was awful. I'm lying. When I was hitting puberty, that show was awesome.
Because there were girls on trampolines and.
Exactly. Yeah. But now, and then looking back, and I'm just like, oh.
But holy shit.
Being an adult, like, adults like that, that's weird.
Well, it's like Married with Children. Anytime we talk about Married with Children, I look at it with such, you know, nostalgia, but then we watch it, and it's still funny.
Right.
But it's that kind of funny you can't talk about.
Right.
You don't want to tell people that you liked it.
Where it's like, oh, that's like, you're kind of glad. It's chair shots in wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, to the head. It's like, okay, I'm glad we moved past that, but I would be, but you'd be lying if you said you didn't
you
think
still
it
find
was
entertaining.
Entertaining.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right, right.
Oh, what was I talking about? Unbeatable Banzuke.
And Mancho. And Joe Rogan and Fear Factor.
So, we did it.
Full circle.
High five. Yeah.
We don't need you, Allie.
Half come back. Half of that show was always stuff that I, like, wanted to do. But then there was, like, the gross eating stuff. Where it's like, yeah.
Well, no one's afraid of that.
It's like, just gross, yeah.
Yeah, it was gross. It wasn't Fear Factor.
No one is afraid of, like, raw pig stomach.
Right.
That's not a fear. It's just, that's disgusting. The stuff that I wanted to do was like, okay, so the final challenge is you're, like, strapped into, like, 60 different things that will make sure you don't actually get hurt, but you have to dive out of a window in a 3-story building. I don't know if I can do it. Like, yeah, no. I'm on board.
Yeah, I'm harnessed, right?
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, if I had to, like, stick the landing and they, you know, did some Assassin's Creed, like,
right.
Oh, there's a hay bale, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Then
aim
I'm
for the hay bale.
Right. Then I'm going to have some
fear.
Then, yeah, that's going to be some fear.
Or they would lay you down in the glass coffin, basically, and pour snakes onto you and stuff.
That I could see being like, I mean,
I'd be afraid of that.
I don't know if I'd be on board for, and it's stuff like that, but it was always like the cool stunts.
The stunts,
like,
yeah.
Jumping from one train car to the next train
right.
car.
What's really ridiculous about that is they made a video game of it on Game Boy. And it was like, are you brave enough? Can you face your fear? And I'm like, of course I can. I'm just hitting A.
On a black and white screen.
I'm not afraid of this.
I have, like, to be tilted towards the light in just the right way.
There's
otherwise,
no reason to be afraid of
it. If I ever get afraid,
factor.
I will just play in the shadows and hit A until that part's
until you
over.
Win or lose. Doesn't matter.
It's like the Saw video game.
Yeah.
Like, what's the, like, are oh you, no, I hope I don't actually get hurt.
I hope I don't have to reload my checkpoint.
Right.
There's nothing scarier than checkpoints. Yeah, I say that, but then PT scared the shit out of me.
Oh no, because there's a difference because Saw was not doing like
it wasn't horror,
trying to mess with your mind. It was just like gore fest. Like, oh yes, in real life, if I was about to die and the only thing to save me was at the bottom of like a toilet bowl full of syringes,
right?
Yes, that would there's fear in that.
Yeah,
but when I'm a video game avatar with. Okay, yeah, I guess I'm annoyed because I can't move the right stick's not moving how I want it to.
Imagine someday, because now we have virtual reality, which is awesome. And I got that PS4 Pro, and the virtual reality on is even better. Skyrim is a joy to play in VR. I just want to point that out, as is Doom. But imagine in the future, whenever we can hook shit up to us to feel the pain of the game, and it's gonna come someday. It's coming hard.
It's already here.
What?
Yep. There was something that someone was talking about, and they are
I take back what I said, and it's not a good idea. I don't want to know what the feel of a gunshot is in Call of Duty, especially with how I play.
It's not there. Like, it's not there, but it will.
You just feel like an impact.
Yeah, there is some kind of thing that, there's like a haptic feedback suit. So you know, if you get hit in the back, there's like a little, you feel something on your back. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's the premise of Ready Player One, which like I am not excited for the movie.
You're cautious, aren't you?
I'm very cautious. But I love the book. But I also am aware of that book is like almost explicitly for people like me and you.
Right.
Like you were in the perfect age range.
Yeah, the nostalgia.
Because it's a lot of 80s stuff.
Right. Oh God, 80s.
And so like I can lend it to you because I think you would really like it.
I would because I don't know how big I am on watching the movie because the movie it feels like there's a lot more like current references, like they've highlighted Tracer or Harley Quinn and
right.
stuff like that.
And there's stuff like that. And so this was based in like 80s, 90s stuff, but it is a world where everything is done through virtual reality. And it includes like, you know, oh, you feel things when they happen to you, kind of. Like,
yeah, if you die in the game, you die in real life.
I don't know if it's quite that bad.
That was a movie too.
Right. Oh yeah. Gamer.
Gamer.
It was just called Gamer. Didn't that have Frankie Muniz in it?
It did.
Oh, gross. Yeah. That poor man.
What happened to him?
Malcolm in the Middle ended.
Puberty ended.
I love Malcolm in the Middle. But yeah, so it's a thing that people are working on. Why? I don't know.
I don't like this trend because eventually it's going to get to a point where we really, like, you know, they're going to use it for sex at some point.
Now.
Yeah. There is.
They have the
the touch finger stuff and you can, like in Japan, because of course it is, they have it where, I don't know if it's a full suit or what, but it's VR. And not only can you like touch and actually feel like right. the women's bodies, you can also smell them.
See, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that.
I don't either.
Cause imagine that, but in Resident Evil 7.
Oh, the bad stuff.
No.
You can smell the decay of the rotting corpses.
I know, like I've met me. I know who I am as a human. I have no desire to like Resident Evil 7. That's awesome. I'm glad that they did a fully immersive, like, VR video.
Would you like
game.
To play that in VR? Because I haven't.
No, I would never want to do that. Like, I know we give Dalton crap for being, you know, scared of everything, but yeah, no. I'm glad he's here because he takes that heat off of me. So yeah, look at what a coward he is. But like watching.
As your knees shake.
But like watching you play and like the thing where, that opening scene where the girl's like stabbing you or whatever. Yeah. Like.
Imagine that in VR.
Aaron in Game Grumps, he put it in a way that I never really thought about. And he's like, yes, that's not really happening to you. But your brain doesn't know that.
It's true.
So now you just have this memory of like looking up and this woman just like screaming and stabbing you.
It's true.
And you look and when you turn your head, you don't just see your friends there laughing and like, oh wow, that's freaky. You don't see, you know, the couch or whatever. You don't see your home. You see the rest of the hall. You just see the hallway.
Right.
You're just there in yep. it. And like, no, I'm really glad that VR, everything that I've tried, all three things, have given me like really bad motion sickness.
So you don't have to do it.
So I don't have to. So I have an excuse of like, no, I'll just throw up everywhere.
Yeah. When it's really true because when you're playing like a racing game, like I play Drive Club, you know, you're not going anywhere, but you feel the speed. When you play Rush of Blood and you're going on the roller coaster and you go down the roller coaster, or when I was playing Batman mm-hmm. and you're standing as you're going down to the Batcave and you're standing in the middle, you know, you're not actually moving, but I almost fell over because I felt tipsy because of the, of how high I was, mm-hmm. like up in the air. It messes with you, man. And we started to play Resident Evil 7 at home right before we left for Pennsylvania. And I feel like a bitch for saying this, but I started playing it and I stopped and I was like, Allie, you want to try it? And she did. She didn't know what she was doing, but as you're walking around and you're like looking at especially like the walls, when you look at the walls and they're just broken and it's unnerving.
Yeah.
It is unnerving.
Yeah. Nope. Miss me with that.
But that makes stuff like Skyrim even better. Cause as you're walking around and you've ever thought, man, what it would be like to walk around in Skyrim? Now you can. You can walk around, you can stand under the trees, you look at the dragon flying overhead, like it's an experience. The graphics aren't as good because they had to tone it down.
Right.
But when you're actually there, you don't notice it. You right. just notice the world.
You're just there in it.
Immersion.
And I'm glad there's stuff for VR coming. Like I'm still more on the skeptic side of like, it's because I know it's not for me.
You think it's a fad?
And I do. I really do. Like, I mean, Sony has said that they want to like, it's like not an 80% increase. But like they want to expand the VR library by like 80% in the year 2018. So they want to almost double how many games have come out. And that's great. And I'm glad they made a thing.
For the people that like VR.
For the people who like it, that's great. But it's like, man, it's like 3D TVs.
Right.
I'm glad, like, my TV's a 3D TV. I didn't know that until I just moved it.
I think these TVs are 3D TVs.
They are, because you can see it in the corner. It
says 3D?
Yeah. So it's like, I'm glad that never caught on, because I hated 3D. It was never done really well.
Right.
And I'm still waiting for something to, like, and maybe it's already here, and I'm missing it because of the motion sickness, but, like, I feel like there's not really, like, Resident Evil 7 would be the closest to a full-on, just actual
Skyrim
game.
Well, you never really played Elder Scrolls, did you?
I played a lot of Skyrim.
Oh, did you?
But it's that thing where it's like, I've put in my time, so I kind of feel like...
It does feel different, though.
I've done that, but I mean, and so maybe, but also that is a pre-existing thing that was then brought to VR. Same with like Fallout.
Right.
Whereas like, I'm talking something that's made specifically with VR in mind. And I'm waiting to find that one, like I said, Resident Evil 7,
the killer
maybe.
App.
What's it called? It's like the space shooter. Farpoint.
Yeah, I was going to say, so I didn't get to, I wasn't on the Nerd Up where you guys talked about your favorite things of 2017, but Farpoint was one of my top 10 games because it was, I really love the VR stuff. I have two VR systems. I have an Oculus Rift and a PlayStation VR. That's how much I like because I'm a tech guy. I love new technology. Mm-hmm. Even if right now it's very bare bones and basic. Right. A lot of the stuff you buy is tech demos, really.
Right.
But, or proof of concepts. But this was actually, Farpoint was the first VR game made for VR specifically that made me go, wow, I feel like I'm really here. And as you're walking around this planet and these creatures are coming at you and you're shooting them, I played it for probably 5 hours and I didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. It was like any other video game where you play it and you don't know how much time has passed. That happened with this.
Except now whenever you take off the headset and you look around, it's like, oh, it's dark in my apartment.
It was. It was dark in my apartment and I had giant red, like, glass marks on my face from where the damn thing was tightened to me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really want to, I hope you're right about the VR thing because I want to see more stuff come out for it. More real games, not just, oh, here's a 2 hour experience.
Right.
You know?
Just, but full on actual.
Like
games.
Resident Evil 7 and Skyrim are perfect examples. But like you said, there were games that already existed that they just kind of put VR with.
I'm assuming you didn't listen to PW from last week.
I listened to the first like 20 minutes of it.
Okay. Did you get the, where we got to the VR stuff?
No, but I think so actually, cause it was WWE, right?
Yeah.
They're making VR content.
Right. Which, so
huh,
like.
Huh, huh. I don't know if I'm sold on that.
Cause like, right, well, like right now, like NBA and NFL, you can buy, you have to pay for it. Like, so I think you have to pay for the service and then you have to buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Which the NBA and the NFL ones are actually pretty expensive, I'm pretty sure.
Is it like you can actually be there for the games?
But it's like you're in the front row of the game or like you're in the end zone or something like that. And now WWE is looking to make like little 10 to 15 minute experiences. It would not surprise me if they announced something for either the Royal Rumble or even WrestleMania like that early. But it's something where it's like, okay, well, you're not just going to be able to sit and watch WrestleMania in VR. But you can do, they'll do something.
Right.
Which, and like stuff like that is interesting. I don't see me ever paying to do something like that.
Not with the way the technology is now, because as cool as it is of playing Skyrim, you know, if you've played Skyrim on 360 even, or especially the new PS4, Xbox One versions, it's so gorgeous. And then when you play it on VR, it feels like an original Xbox to 360 game because it's very pixelated.
Right.
Like the further away you are for something, if you get right up on something, it's great. But like the further away it is, it's really pixely. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with the WWE stuff, I don't feel like it's worth it because everything's going to be so pixelated.
Well, I feel like,
and I will say it real quick. Yes. I tried VR porn one time because I had to know.
Right.
I had to know. And it was pixely and it was terrifying and I never did it again and I cried and I prayed.
Well, then never mind. Cause I was going to say, it's like, cause I feel like with like live action stuff with the cameras that they have now, that would be better than having to like have the computer actually render something.
Well, see, the problem is it's not even the cameras that is the problem. It's the VR headsets because they output to a very specific resolution so that your eye can see, I think it's 90 frames per second. If it's not 90 frames per second, you can't get sick because it's not true motion or whatever.
Right.
Jesse right now is going crazy because he knows like I know that the human eye can't see over 60 frames per second.
Right. So I mean, that's just fact.
That's just fact. And he's going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, until they make those goggles better resolution, it doesn't matter. Like my Oculus at home, I can crank it up as high as it'll go, but it'll only look so good because of the goggles themselves.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
There's limitations. Now they're already talking about bringing out a wireless headset for VR, which is great because that is super annoying to have to move that cord around all the time.
Was it Vive or was it Oculus Rift and then HTC Vive? Those are the two main like PC ones.
Yeah.
I feel like we didn't talk about it on Nerd Up at all, but like, cause I feel like none of us were really super into VR. But like, didn't one of them just announce like they're kind of doing like a streamlined? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think it's Vive actually, because I know Oculus has been toying with it, but I think Vive is coming out with a, because they say the goal for VR next is to be wireless, mm-hmm. because the wires can, like I said, it limits you in how far you can step, and they give you a bunch of cord to work with, but I mean, you could trip on yourself.
But isn't that kind of a good thing? Because
otherwise you don't know where you're at.
Well, not that you don't know where you're at, but like, if you wander too far, you can only move your furniture so far before you are
in it.
Yeah. Before you're like laying, you trip over your couch or something.
The Oculus Rift has a very cool feature called Safe Room, mm-hmm. where before you start, you take your controller and you walk around the edges of your room to where you can play. And then while you're playing, if you get close to those edges, it will warn you, hey, you're going past your points. That way you don't like trip over stuff or like hit your couch or something.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
PlayStation does not have that.
No.
But PlayStation's really cool because you don't have to do anything. You just put it on and play.
But isn't PlayStation also that's meant for like being seated?
A lot of the stuff, or just standing.
Or yeah.
There's not a lot of VR games right now that do, I think it's called Room Scale. Mm-hmm. There are some like Paranormal Activity, Lost Dimension, which I really want to play.
I've heard it's bad.
I heard it. I don't think it's going to be a great game, mm-hmm. but I think it'll be a cool experience.
Right.
Like the ghosts running at you and stuff like that. Cause there's a lot of stuff on VR that's not good.
Right.
But it's just cool to see. Lindsay, I got her this damn Voltron game because she's big into Voltron. Mm-hmm. And, it wasn't a good game, but it was a cool experience. I've got one waiting for me. I'm surprised I still haven't played called Ghostbusters Now Hiring. That's based on the new movie, which I liked.
Right.
But I have no doubt that this is going to be an awful experience, but I'm going to be a Ghostbuster in virtual reality.
Right.
So it's still something. It's something you can't get in video games normally. Mm-hmm. And I think virtual reality, if done right, could be this is the next thing.
I think it could be. I hope it's not. Like, for my own selfish reasons, like.
Eventually, it's just gonna turn into that. What's that movie with Bruce Willis? Where no one is themselves anymore. They all have like avatars out in the world.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I never saw it.
I watched 20 minutes of that damn thing. I turned it off. It was bad. What the hell was that thing called?
Avatar?
Yeah, yeah. And they were blue.
Right. Spaces with Wolves.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bad movie.
I know what movie you're talking
about. CG'd young Bruce Willis, I don't like.
So. Oh, yeah, that's a trend that needs to go away.
But I will tell you this. We only have about 5 minutes left because we've been rambling this whole time. If you haven't watched it, I do recommend watching Bright. I think this is a point of controversy with a lot of people right now because some people say it's the worst movie they've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that at all. Even if you don't like it, like, it has enough good qualities. There's no way it should ever be on anyone's worst ever list.
Right.
That just baffles me. Well, I was talking about that with Hunter today, and he said that boggles his mind too. I said, but you know, people said the same thing about Ghostbusters. And that wasn't a shot at him. Because he never said it was the worst thing he ever saw.
Right, he just didn't like it.
Right. But there were people that said this is the worst movie of all time. I'm like, you must have only seen, I made the joke, you've only seen two movies. This and like Shawshank Redemption. You're right. It is the worst movie you've ever seen.
So someone on Twitter made a really interesting point about that movie and it's something that like I never really thought about. And when I brought it, we didn't talk about it on Nerd Up, but like we mentioned it either before or after the show. And like, I think Jesse was like, well, yeah. And I was like, I'd never put those pieces together. But like in a movie like that, where you have two different species have to like learn to get along and it's all just, you know, kind of a metaphor for racism.
Right.
It kind of doesn't help.
Because, Dalton brought this up today.
Because, well, yeah, but you have two different species.
Right.
That's not what racism is. Black people, white people, Asian people, like.
We're all human.
We're all the same species. So to try to like, oh, well, look, they can get along. Maybe we can too. It's just kind of like,
I think, and they didn't mention in this, and I think this could be a case of if they had just written it a little different.
And granted, I still haven't seen Bright.
So I think you should. I think you'll like it. I don't think it'll be your favorite movie ever, but I think you'll find it entertaining.
It's on, like, I have it on my list, but I have so much stuff on my list, and I just end up going back and watching YouTube. I've watched so much YouTube in the last, like, month.
I tell people, it's like, imagine World of Warcraft or Lord of the Rings, but present day.
Right.
Because they mentioned in the movie, 2,000 years ago, all the races joined to fight the Dark Lord, except the orcs. They made the deal with the Dark Lord, and that's why they're looked down upon now. Mm-hmm. But I think in this universe, there is no racism where like black people, white people have never been discriminated against.
Right.
Well, no, that's not true because, one of the characters in the movie says, Hispanic character says, I still should get shit for the Alamo. Mm-hmm. So never mind. My argument's out the window. I'm done.
Well, and isn't it because he's like the only orc cop?
He is. He's the first.
And everybody's like, well, how can you trust him? He's a dirty orc. And it's like,
oh, they call him pig faces a lot. Like, it's pretty, it's really racist.
It's like
uncomfortably racist.
When Marvel finally retired Mutie.
I don't don't know who that is. Oh, Mutey, okay.
Like,
I thought you meant a specific character. No, Mutey as mutants.
Right, what the M word for right. mutants.
Yeah, no, the racism in this movie, we talked about it today, it's less hinted at. Like, it's not really a symbolic or, I don't know the right word for
it. It's not like a metaphor.
It's not like a metaphor for racism. Mm-hmm. It's just flat out, like, they don't go, oh, I don't trust his kind. They just flat out say, you're a dirty orc. It's like, take racism from the 40s mm-hmm. and multiply it. And that's the racism in this movie. But it's only against the orcs.
Right.
It's not against elves, although no one likes the elves because they're rich. Mm-hmm. They're perfect. And they are perfect,
right.
by the way.
By the way, spoiler alert, the elves are the most racist.
They really are.
But it's not just against orcs, it's against everybody.
Yeah, because they're haughty. They're so high and mighty. And there's a character in the movie, I told Hunter,
I thought you meant haughty like, ooh, look at those hotties.
Well, they are. Because my favorite character in the film, his name was Candemir. I remembered Hunter. That'll come back later. There's a character named Candemir. Was that his name? Yeah.
You're so cocky about it.
And
I hope it's not.
Oh, that'll kill me. My reputation's out the window now.
I'm excited for the group chat in the morning.
But he's an elf. And he's a part of this FBI team who they go and they like special investigators about magic, anything magic related. Mm-hmm. It's him and this guy from Orange is the New Black, apparently named Happy Anderson, I think is his name. But the dude is badass. He's long blue hair. He's gorgeous. He's always in this nice suit. He is what an elf should be. He's like the most perfect of perfect. And spoiler alert, if you don't want this spoiled, avoid the next 5 minutes. It's not really a spoiler. Okay, last thing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He does nothing. The entire movie does nothing.
So he's Boba Fett.
He's just there. He's there to be pretty. And I was waiting for him to come in and like, it's like the Simpsons episode with the one Yakuza member who's just standing there, and Homer says, I know that little guy is going to do something cool and I don't want to miss it.
Homer, come on in.
Homer, yeah. And then you hear, wah! Not in this movie. No surprises. Okay, I'm done. Show's over. Go watch Bright. All right. We're going to get out of here. We're going to come back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I'll be back. It's nice to be back because there's a lot to talk about this week. Releases. Injuries, including one that's just tragic.
Yeah.
You know, so we got a lot to talk about tomorrow. And then, of course, we'll do CCW Live before that at 7:30 p.m. on CCW Cape Championship Wrestling Facebook.
Never know what could happen on CCW Live.
You never know who's going to stop by, who's going to get pushed. Well, the only person that's not going to get pushed on CCW Live is Ace Hawkins.
I do genuinely feel kind of bad for just like.
I was happy with that joke.
I feel like we were real mean.
Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. All right, so let me do this one more time, see if I remember how to do it. Go to podzilla1985.com if you want to catch up on the old episodes. You can go to patreon.com/podzilla1985 if you'd like to donate to us monetarily. We got exciting things coming in the future, I swear, for the show in general. We're not going to talk about it because we said we wouldn't, and I just did, and I'm so sorry. It's been a while. Last thing, go to facebook.com/podzilla1985 if you want to interact with us. If you have questions, like, is Lindsay from Cranberry, or the other questions you've asked. Of which I can think of none. That's tomorrow.
It's every day.
Tomorrow's Rusev Day.
Isn't it? Although it is, you got to admit, it's kind of cool. Matt Fowler pointed this out on Twitter, that WrestleMania this year actually falls on Rusev Day.
Good night, everybody.